KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have a cloudy sky here in Atlantic. It's 28 degrees. The thermometer hasn't moved much over the past few hours. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today, a high around 38. In local news, Atlantic School District Superintendent Stephen Barber Wednesday night at the school board meeting spoke about the Riverside School District fatal bus fire near Oakland that occurred earlier this week, and he offered reassurances to parents of our district concerned about school bus safety.
First of all, I just want to share my thoughts and prayers with the Oakland Riverside School District after that tragic event that took place. I'm sure the community, the families, the school districts are searching for answers and trying to get that figured out. So extended my sympathies to Dr. Mitchell and asked if there's anything they need that we would help to support that if need be.
He said also,
in light of that, our transportation director, Dave Eccles, is really involved in at the state level in school bus safety. And just this afternoon, he had put a letter together sharing it with parents and sharing it with our staff about what's required for our bus drivers, what's required for our buses, what do we do for evacuations and training, and the procedures that they do it every day to ensure that our machines are up to steam, as well as our staff, and then also preparing our kids for an event such as the one that took place down there.
In other business, Stephen Barber said the idea of a regional academy is still being discussed.
We had a chance to go to Central Campus, a few of us, and this idea of a regional academy is really happening in that arena, and we continue to talk about the pre-apprentice construction trades program and how we can develop a program and connect it to some of the skills that are being taught here already, and then how do we overcome some of the barriers that exist within trying to create this learning environment.
A couple more meetings are scheduled in the next coming weeks to further discussion and future action. And finally, Superintendent Barber said the Iowa School Report Card results came out on Wednesday. You can view each school under the link found in the same story at KJAN.com on our news page. The good news, he says, is that the Atlantic High School and Elementary School are ranked acceptable, and Middle School was high-performing, and Schuller Elementary was commendable. Barber said most of the results are based on the Iowa assessment, and the area that needs attention is where the state assessment data doesn't quite match the core curriculum. That's something that many districts are struggling with. In other business, the Atlantic School Board, by a vote of 4-1, with Josh McLaren being the no vote, elected to name the CCEOC Links Center as the Achievement Center. McLaren said this about why he thought it should be named the Atlantic Achievement Center.
I think it should be Atlantic. It's our thing. If people come from Cam or Oakland or Griswold or wherever, it's Atlantic's Achievement Center they're coming for, so I think it should be the Atlantic Achievement Center.
In state news, Iowa Republican Governor Kim Reynolds said she'll keep U.S. Representative Steve King involved in her gubernatorial campaign, even though she condemns his recent online comment that criticized diversity. Reynolds told reporters this week the Republican congressman from Iowa is one of multiple people serving as a state co-chair on her campaign, and she won't always agree with everything they say. King tweeted last Friday that diversity is not our strength, along with an article about the Hungarian Prime Minister's anti-immigration views. The tweet got national attention, and Iowa Democrats have called on Reynolds to drop King as a state co-chair. Reynolds, who is seeking a 4-year term next year, said she disagrees with King's comment and won't get sidetracked by it. She said she's focused on other issues like improving Iowa's workforce. Governor Kim Reynolds says she wants to give details on a proposal to cut taxes in Iowa during a key legislative speech early next year. Reynolds told reporters Wednesday that she'd like to provide information about a tax plan during her condition of the state address on January 9th. She says releasing those details are contingent upon Congress passing its sweeping tax overhaul. The federal legislation is expected to make changes to how Iowa collects taxes. Reynolds' remarks comes days after a budget panel said Iowa's incoming revenue remains below projections and mid-year cuts to government spending are possible. The Republican governor argues tax cuts will spur economic development. She hasn't offered details about her tax plan, though she's indicated an interest in lowering business taxes and income taxes. Well, the man who conducts the annual Iowa State University Extension Land Value Survey says he doesn't see many things in the proposed federal tax reform that would impact land values. Economist Wendong Zhang says the policy of taxes, one thing that he's keeping an eye on as an impact to land values next year.
I think I will be closely watching for two things. One is whether the macro policies, including tax and especially NAFTA renegotiation impact trade that could potentially affect the ag economy, that will negatively impact the farm income, potentially hurt land values.
Zhang reported a 2% increase in land values this year and says that was due mainly to the lack of available land that caused the increase. He says the federal tax bill being discussed now doesn't look to have any big impact.
Given what I heard from the proposal, it seems that we're not getting rid of any of the tax provisions that affects agriculture.
Zhang says tax issues involving depreciation aren't changing, and that will give farmers little reason to sell their land right now.
Given what I hear now, probably that will incentivize more purchase, more demand of the equipment, and even discourage more rapid transitions. So that doesn't boost the sale activity.
The increase in land values in this year's survey was the first after 3 years of declines in values. Well, Cedar Rapids Mayor Ron Corbett, a Republican candidate for governor, says the state can raise millions in new taxes for the mental health system by legalizing sports betting. The move, though, depends on a pending U.S. Supreme Court opinion.
By most of the legal analysis at this point in time, it looks like the court will rule in favor of states, and that will present an option or an opportunity for the state of Iowa to get into sports betting.
Corbett says his preference would be for the Iowa Lottery to manage the bets on professional baseball, football, and basketball games, as well as college football and basketball. But he says he's open to the idea of having the state-licensed casinos do it as well. Corbett is buying $10,000 in internet ads to tout his campaign's online survey on the topic.
We're going to ask people over the next several weeks as they're checking the bowl scores or their favorite sports team to take the survey. First question in the survey is, should Iowa legalize sports betting?
The second question is, should the Iowa Lottery or the casinos manage it? Whether the new tax revenue should be used on mental health or something else is the third question. Corbett cites an estimate indicating the state could collect $24 million in new gambling taxes for the system each year if the Iowa Lottery ran a sports book.
I think that's a very significant sum of money, and will begin this process of providing the resources to help solve the mental health crisis.
Corbett says he's the first of any of a dozen or so candidates for governor who proposed a way to pay for expanding access to mental health services in Iowa. He also rejects the idea it's a risky move for a Republican candidate to talk about gambling during the campaign. Corbett points to Republican Governor Terry Branstad, who signed into law every form of legalized gambling currently available in Iowa, from the Iowa Lottery to the casino slot machines.
And I know for a fact that over the course of his time as governor, he made bets on the outcome of Iowa football games with other governors. So if it's okay for the governor to make a bet on a football game, I think it's okay for the people of Iowa to make a bet on a football game.
Corbett says Iowa lottery retailers would be able to take sports bets from customers because the process is similar to buying a lottery ticket.
They stand in, sometimes it's a line depending on the jackpot, but they pull their lottery card off and they fill in the numbers like a keno game, and they fill those numbers in and give it to the attendant. So they're certainly equipped and set up to provide this service to the state of Iowa.
Corbett is challenging Republican Governor Kim Reynolds' bid for a full four-year term as governor. There's no word yet from Reynolds' campaign about her stand on legalized sports betting. That is a check of our news this morning on KJN, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.